Basically, you know, why I'm running for president, for many reasons, but one of the biggest reasons is definitely I feel like the DRC Congo is at a crossroads. You know, we are providing the world with so much natural resources, and everybody tend to focus on the natural resources that the country has instead of focusing on the people. You know, we have a youth population of over 100 million people, and the youth of my country has been the forgotten people, you know. So I wanted to take the lead of the youth and really push a different agenda, which will, you know, bring my country to a position where we could actually start making win-win deals with the big international corporations. But for that, I would love for the youth of my beloved country to gain all of the resources that we do provide to the world today.
Well, the last I learned, there were over 900 candidates. What makes you think you are the one? Where do you fit among the 900?
Well, no, let me correct this part. There is no 900 candidate. There is a 24th candidate, and I am the youngest of all. And I feel that I have a great chance. But either way, I feel that from this point forward, now that I put my candidacy, it's a win-win situation for us and for my beloved youth. As I say, you know, no one have never really paid attention to them. Nobody had never really moved anything that was profitable to them. You know, it's always about everything else but them. So I do believe that today the youth are the present and most importantly the future.
I guess what I was saying when I mentioned the 900, the last I learned there were 900 or so political parties.
Yes, that part you're right. Yes, there is 900 plus political party. This is why I've decided to launch a movement. So I do have a political party, but I'm not running for the community chief position as a party, but perhaps as an independent. The reason why is because we are launching a movement called Our Congo, Our Pride, in English, in French called Notre Congo, Notre Fierté, you know, so people can go on www.ourcongoourpride.com. And the beauty of the movement is it's a platform that everyone can be a part of, you know, so it doesn't have to do with any kind of affiliation in terms of political party, but most importantly, it has to do with the vision of every Congolese.
So you mentioned the use of DRC resources, and the last I heard about this, President Félix Tshisekedi, as I understand, is also focusing on a best use of the DRC resources. How would your program be different from his?
Well, I think the best thing, number one, so for clarification, you know, three major topics that I will be running under is the youth, the diaspora, and of course the unity of my country. The youth, as I mentioned to you, is because you know, they are the forgetting of my country, you know, so we have to give them back some type of identity, you know. With the identity, now they can start back dreaming. The diaspora, we need expertise. So if we want our youth to have any kind of ability, you know, to feel useful, they're gonna have to be put in a position where they have not just some knowledge, but most importantly, also some access, you know. And I strongly believe today that the Congolese diaspora, which is today, I believe, on the continent, the second biggest diaspora, internationally speaking, have just that, okay? We have a very successful Congolese all over the world, and all of those guys want to come back home and be a major part of our development. Third of all, the unity of the country. As you probably know, you know, we encounter, you know, the situation that, as everybody knows, on in the eastern part of the country. And I strongly believe that we have lost a lot of our patriotism, you know. The country is big, you know. We have a multiple ethnicity. And we have tend to focus on who's from the east, the west, the north, the south, instead of focusing on the country as a unit.
You are an athlete. You play, I think, for the American Football League, and you also have interest in developing that sport. To what degree do you think this has influenced your desire to be of more service to your country?
Absolutely. I was very fortunate to play for the University of Texas Tech University, Red Raiders, in Lubbock, Texas. when I played, we were in the Big 12. Then after that, I was very fortunate to play, of course, in the National Football League, the NFL. And today, as you probably know, the NFL has just opened up a new branch, NFL Africa, out of Nigeria. And the NFL is actually in the process of expanding himself. And I strongly believe today that not only the DRC, but Congo, and I mean, not only the DRC, but Africa as a whole has a lot to provide and a lot to offer to every sport in general, and most importantly to the NFL, because as you know, we have about 60 to 70% of our professional athletes being African-American descent. So, yeah, I'm very, 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 very involved when it comes to the sport aspect, because I believe that just like what sport did to me, you know, it gives you a discipline, give you resiliency, and also, most importantly, sport do provide you a very healthy lifestyle.
Patrice Majondo Mwamba, good luck on your campaign.
Many thanks. Thank you. Blessings.